They left wraps in here from Dom's show.
He sure did.
Dom always brings food because even though it's his show and, you know, he spends great money to have a radio program here, and it's actually a good radio program, he still feels like he has to feed Mo. Like, everybody that comes in and does radio with Mo has to feed him, which is very sweet. And I'm not dogging him. I appreciate the hustle. I love what he does. I love the
fact.
Because
we get the leftovers.
Sometimes. But I just took a bite of one of them. It was all good and everything.
Until.
I don't know. Something, it was like a funky piece of lettuce or something in it. And they're like right towards the end of the
vegetables
bite.
Vegetables can do that.
I don't like vegetables. They're gross.
But lettuce is not. Lettuce is nothing.
It's a vegetable.
It's a trash-ass vegetable.
There's no nutritional value to lettuce.
Yeah.
I never said there was. I'm just saying it's a vegetable.
You know what it is? It's food confetti. That's all it is. It's just like, hey, how can we make this sandwich look bigger? I don't know. Throw this stuff with nothing in it that grows out of the ground.
I like lettuce.
Great. You also like other dumb stuff that you eat all the time. You love tofu.
I love tofu. It's really good.
Can you like lettuce and kale? Is that a thing? Because
yeah,
if you like
sure.
lettuce and kale, why don't you just put kale where you would put lettuce?
It's more expensive.
You know what kale tastes like? It tastes like somebody or some animal pooped on lettuce. And they were like, what are we going to do with this lettuce? Something pooped all over it. And they're like, I'm call it something else and we'll sell it to hipsters. Ooh, kale.
What about spinach?
I love spinach.
Okay.
Spinach is my favorite.
I used to eat a lot of spinach.
It's really good.
Why would you eat lettuce if you could eat spinach?
Again, I mean, if lettuce is the only option, I'll eat lettuce.
You just said you love lettuce, though.
That's a strong word. I really like
you
lettuce.
Dropped the
I love spinach.
Okay.
How do you eat your spinach? You can't eat it raw. It's gross. Wow. You showing me how you chew? Dum-dum. Wow. How do you eat your spinach? She holds her hand up to her mouth like she's holding a soup spoon for some reason. And she's... I eat it like a 90-year-old lady. Eats yogurt. That's how I eat spinach.
I thought you wanted me to, you know, impersonate how I would eat spinach.
Yeah, I want to see.
I
want to see how Dick Clark ate spinach the last week he was alive. That's exactly. That's how her face looked. I'm eating spinach. No, I meant like, how do you prepare it?
Sometimes I don't.
Raw's not good. When I eat spinach, I eat it the right way. You know what I mean? Like
wrap it in bacon, put it in the sous vide.
Oh, I'm gonna punch you in the face. I'm gonna punch you right in your face.
Put some heavy whipping cream on it.
No, not heavy whipping cream. No, I would saute it in a little olive oil and a little garlic. Like chop up some garlic nice and fine.
Throw some bacon on there.
I might finish it with a little bacon, a-hole. How about that? Yeah, I might. Because vegetables are way better with bacon fat.
Everything's better with bacon.
Really is better like with bacon everything. Fat. I was when I did the barbecue cook-off last week, I was talking about the sous vide with some other chefs, right? And I was explaining to the guy how when I make a pork tenderloin, I vacuum seal the pork tenderloin with bacon fat in the bag with it. So it's kind of just sitting in the bacon fat, cooking in bacon fat, and pretty much like kind of confies it. Are you familiar with the cooking technique confit?
I know confife.
Confi.
Confifi.
No, not the Trump thing. No.
I don't know what confi means.
Confi. I know Soldier Ed Chef.
I'm pretty comfy right now.
Soldier Ed Chef's probably listening right now, and he's getting a food boner. If you never heard of duck confi?
No.
Well, it's really, really good, and here's why it's good. The cooking process known as confit is actually cooking something in fat, like actually almost boiling it in its own fat. So when you make duck that way, duck breast, you will take duck fat and completely submerge the breast, and you put it in the oven for hours and hours and hours at one medium temp so that it is so fall apart tender. It's ridiculous. Well, my sous vide pork tenderloin, I kind of was using that thought process. Let's put some fat in there because a tenderloin, the word tender's in it. So it's not going to have a whole lot of fat content, right? Even though it's pig. So you take that bacon fat, you put it around the outside of it, and then it sits there in that sous vide, and it just cooks right in there, and it makes it like butter, Anna, like butter.
That's disgusting.
You like butter?
Yeah, it's all right.
But a good 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Social shout outs come up after the first break, as always. So you can start getting those in there right now at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at Squirm Ryan Radio, at Anna Hummel Radio, and of course at home_made_man. He is in the house. We'll be doing Will Do Wednesday tonight. Will has he sent us some audio, and we are going to see if that audio is worthy of keeping him around. Did somebody make popcorn?
I know. I'm small, too.
What is going on right now?
It's probably Ed. Ed down the hall probably made popcorn.
Okay. I really thought I was having a stroke because I've heard that most people like smell toast, but I figure because I'm fat, I smell buttery something. You know what I mean? So
No, it's popcorn.
Okay. Here, I'm going to smile. How's my face look? Is it crooked?
You look beautiful.
Okay. My girlfriend's a nurse. She says that when they think they might be having a stroke, they ask like the old people to smile.
Yeah, because it'll be like asymmetrical.
Yeah, like they'll be like. But I told her the first time that happens and somebody's actually stroking out, it's gonna be weird. You know, like it's gonna be. You're like, okay, Miss Daniels, give me a smile. You're like, oh god, damn, oh, we need a code face or something over here. This that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I hope she never experiences that. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Also, we have some topics tonight that are probably going to generate some phone calls. So have your phone nice and handy because it's some trending stuff that I know there's going to be people on both sides of the fence on these topics. I'm not going to give them to you yet because I don't want you calling in early, but just be ready for that. Also, very good What the Hell news tonight. And we got a story about some really, really dumb people doing really, really dumb stuff. It makes me happy. It's like one of the dumbest ones ever.
And we'll love it.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. We'll go take some phone calls before we take our first break and start social shout-outs. Let's see who we got live. Oh, yeah. John, what's up?
Hey, Johnny B. It's John. How you doing?
What's up, John? How you doing, pal?
Not a problem. I was just calling about the spinach. I wanted to let you know how we do our spinach.
Hell yeah.
We saute up some nice onions and some EVOO.
Yeah, that's extra virgin olive oil for you non-foodies out there. Okay, keep going.
Then we add in the spinach and saute that down with the onions.
Damn right.
We add garlic towards the end, some fresh minced garlic, yeah. And then right at the end, some fresh ground nutmeg.
Okay, all right. I never tried that, but I ain't afraid. Sometimes I'll hit it with a little pinch of Parmesan. Oh, bang! There you go. Always makes it good. That's not a bad deal. Very good, John. Way to eat that spinach, buddy. You'll be strong to the finish.
Have a good night.
You too, pal. Thanks for listening. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I miss spinach. I don't eat it anymore.
Yeah, because you hate vegetables.
No, I love vegetables, but I have to take blood thinners for I don't know how many more years because I had a blood clot a couple years ago. And when you're on blood thinners, you can't eat things high in vitamin K because it jacks up your whole like blood count and all that stuff. So any leafy green vegetable, I can eat it, but then I have to take way more medicine, and I don't like that mess around with it. Like,
these are just excuses.
It's horrible. No, it's the truth. Like, it's horrible. I hate it. Like, I used to eat the hell out of broccoli and Brussels sprouts, and I'm being dead serious. Yes, they had bacon in them, but I ate a lot of that stuff, and now I avoid it because I don't want my blood levels going all through the roof.
And you have really bad gas.
I don't have gas right now.
Because you don't eat broccoli.
Last couple days, I had a lot of...
How about yesterday night?
I was just going to say, after last night walking
in
the car...
Are you throwing me under the bus right now?
Look, I
dropped a bomb on Ian Beckles, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I know he hit it. I know it hit him right in the face when he came in this morning.
Fell on the floor
laughing.
Yeah,
she did. Yeah.
I was crying.
It wasn't supposed to be that big. It wasn't.
I walked into the lobby today, and the paint on the wall was different.
Oh, well, yeah. You're welcome, lobby. It needed
just
it.
Just saying.
Yeah. Look, my girl made white chili, or as the people from Alabama in the 50s would say, white chili. And it had a lot of bean content in it, and this white chili. It had the chickpeas and navy beans and all that stuff, and, you know.
You let loose last night.
I didn't do it in here.
Let loose.
I felt as if I had a little bit of gas that I could have just let a little bit peek out after we got off the elevator, because my stomach is hurting. It was that bad. It was really, really bad. So I was like...
You said you had to take a deuce.
I thought I did. Jesus, why don't we just tell everybody everything, Anna? How about that?
Bro,
how about that? What about when you stopped and got Summer's Eve last week before you came here? Remember that?
So you said you had to take a deuce, and then you just took a chance. You took a chance that hopefully it would just be a fart.
No, that it wasn't a chance. I may have referenced that there was a time in my life where I thought it was a fart, and I tried to push it out really hard, like to make a lot of noise, and it was not. And then I
hear
to,
that happens to people.
It happens to dudes more than girls, probably. But yeah, we like to really, if we're going to hit our friend with one, we don't want to be like a question mark fart where it goes like, I'm a fart. Huh? I'm Ron Jeremy.
That one had longevity. It had bass.
Right, our farts, when we sneak up and hit somebody with a fart, we want one or two things. We want a silent one we can put in our hand and throw it at you, or we want like a lot of projection. Like we want a James Brown fart. We want it to be like, huh, like right in your face, like how, and then you go, oh god damn, why Johnny? And I'm like, I eat white chili. But yesterday, I really just wanted to go like all I wanted it to be was, like that, like a little. On the way out, like a little duck, like I stepped on a duck's foot, like right, but it did not come out that way.
No, it did. It came out that way for like a minute straight.
It came out like Louis Armstrong was practicing blowing the longest note he's ever blown in his life without his horn, and it was just, it was bad. Like I could feel it draining from like the back of my intestine.
Soul.
Like, yeah,
soul.
Like, no, like, I could feel like. Yeah, you know how like sometimes you pick your nose and it breaks off like way up near your brain? That fart was from deep within me, like way deep. And once it started, it was like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. And I was like, oh, this is happening right now. And you guys were just staring at me in awe. You couldn't believe the magnitude and the longevity. You were just like, this is some sort of like Guinness World Book of Records stuff we're witnessing with our own face and nose. And I was like, I was trying to make
you were like breathing through it.
Yeah. And I was like, save yourself.
We were already outside. I was holding the door open. Thank God I was holding the door open.
Because the place could have blown up.
It really could.
It really could have. Yeah, it was bad. I apologize. Anybody that walked in this morning.
I was impressed. You don't have to apologize.
Had I done that in the elevator, we would have got an email saying that we were shut down for the day. That there was people coming in from OSHA and everything else to check the room out, to check the building out,
Johnny,
make sure everything's fine.
We would not have gotten that email because we'd be dead.
Look.
True.
Think about how many squirrels that are still in our walls left before they died and stink up the place. So I prevented future smells. There you go. You're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome, CMG.